702-975, the Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Call that number, you get Tyler Zuli. He'll get you on the air as we talk about the Birds' schedule. And who would you take food from after a bad performance in Philadelphia sports? There are a lot of people out there, a lot of candidates so far. Derek Barnett for myself, Pavetta for Tyler Zuli. Then we had Sidney Jones twice. And with that, when Jay threw in Ben Simmons and Cliff Lee as well. And we also tossed him around the opposite corner, Darius Slay. Who's going to start as of right now? They did not draft a corner where you feel like someone's going to come in and take a spot. You know the list. You know all of them. There are about 20 of them. Which one do you feel is going to start right now? We've had LeBlanc, Jones, and Mills. Moving Mills from the safety spot where you possibly put Will Parks or Kayvon Wallace at that safety spot next to Rodney McLeod. 610-632-0975. Again, I'm 9-7 on the season for the Birds. Tyler Zuli is 8-8 on the season for the Birds. And where are you? Because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of interest overall, as you heard Mike's show and where they talked about it, Mike and Ty talked about it being, you know, just a little bit of interest there for the schedule release. And why is it? Is it because of the unknown with the season starting? Unknown of the fans being in the building? The question marks now that you have with the quarterback spot with Carson Wentz there and Jalen Hurts also being in the mix where they kind of bungled this whole thing and they started this mess. This is their fault. This is their fault. When we start to get into the whole thing with Hurts and Wentz and Nick Foles jumping back into it as well. So 610-632-0975. And right away, I look at Twitter, and after we had Jay's call, 76ers39 says, come on, D, stop alibiing for Simmons. If Ben shoots the ball, the lane isn't packed, and you can run more plays for the team, and the defense can't key on Embiid. It opens up more for Harris and Horford. Ben is a grown man. He should be shooting. Even bums aren't afraid. Well, he's not a bum. You know I get on Ben Simmons for not shooting. I just happen to accept it more at the start and even in season because he's not going to change when we want him to change. I don't like that. But in the season, there's nothing we can do about it. So we take it for what it is. I'm not alibiing for him when it's a fact. You can't separate the two that Joel Embiid has those problems. We saw Joel Embiid with high turnover games when Ben Simmons was not on the floor. They both have their issues. They both have to be better. We all know that. Yes, I like Simmons more than maybe you and certainly Jay, but he is not without criticism. I criticize. I'll do that quickly when it comes to Simmons. Just like last summer, when everyone wanted to talk about the videos, where the videos were being released, I would do shows with Joe Torti. Tyler would be here, and I would say, listen, I agree on our show topics, but I don't want to talk about this. Why? Because I've seen it. Do it in the game. So, 76ers39, I can pick my spots where I say, hey, Simmons is at fault. But we're not just going to exclude when you bring up a point about double teaming Joel Embiid and getting rid of the ball quicker. Ben Simmons doesn't have anything to do with it. Well, it doesn't have to do with it every time Joel Embiid turns the ball over. Yes, Ben Simmons should flash in the lane more and give him an opportunity to catch the ball. We've seen it where Embiid has hit Ben Simmons along the baseline, in the middle of the paint, catch it, turn, dunk, jump hook, catch it, dunk, whatever it might be, extra pass. We've seen it. We've also seen Joel Embiid with bad turnovers. Come on. Just because you don't like Simmons doesn't mean you cannot point the finger at Embiid as well with these certain situations. Come on now. 610-632-0975. Let's go to UU in Philly on the Fanatic. What's going on, UU?
What's going on, brother? How you tonight?
I'm doing all right, man. It's a football Friday, you know, get ready for the weekend. I'm all good.
Yes, sir. So let me get straight to it because I know I'm on some short time.
Go for it.
All right, so record-wise, I'm going 10-6. Why I'm going 10-6? Because I'm not going to sit here and believe that teams like Cleveland or Arizona is going to really come in and really outcoach Doug. I'm really leaving my confidence into Doug's hands that he can get them guys running and get the job done. Every team has his day for Seattle. So I'm looking for us to really break the curse on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I understand. I understand thinking positively there, where at some point it has to come to an end.
Listen, it has to come to an end. Baltimore, I'm not really going to be afraid of Baltimore because, okay, yeah, they showed a lot in the first season. You showed a lot. Now this season, every team, not just the Eagles, have to, you know, find a way to shut that young man Lamar Jackson down, which will be done, okay, but somehow, some way.
They did some nice things this all season, UU.
I get it. It's all about the game plan, though, okay?
True.
Look at the history of any team, you know. Look at the times where, though, we had running backs come in and, you know, they were doing good and so on and so forth, but then the Eagles, you know, shut them down.
Absolute facts.
Like that, or receiver.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for that to happen around this time. Okay, so who would I take the food off the plate? I'm going to go a different way. Bear with me. I'm going to take the food off the plate of every GM, far as King, Howie, you know, Larry Brown for helping build that team around AI that sucked. Like you can't just keep picking players or bringing in players that has injuries or you know, just not showing. And those guys just didn't do enough. You know what I'm saying? Andy Reid, too stubborn to drive linebackers. Howie for, like, with Sidney Jones, okay, I get it. You wanted to take a chance. He showed potential. But it's a project. I'm getting tired of these cats picking these project players or injured players, and they just don't come in and show like it probably would for other teams. We have a bad history of that, and it got to stop.
I hear you, man. And who will be starting on this 11-5 team at the other cornerback position?
Okay, only because we're not sure about the
I know it's not Sidney Jones for you. So,
yeah, definitely not Sidney Jones. But I'm going to say LeBlanc,
another one.
And so one of the young boys that we just drafted, show and tell.
All right.
You have a good night, brother.
You. Enjoy. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. 610-632-0975. That's the second one for Cravon LeBlanc. Tyler, if I ask you, I haven't asked you yet this very question. You know how I feel about the cornerback positions. Maybe you feel a little bit different. But Sidney Jones, Cravon LeBlanc, Avante Maddox, Rasul Douglas, Roby Coleman, Will Parks, Jalen Mills, who is going to start opposite Sidney Jones when it comes to what they have right now? Who's going to start?
So are we talking strictly week one, or are we talking for throughout the season?
Let's say week one.
Week one, I think the answer is Sidney Jones.
Okay.
I think they've done that before. I think that is going to be this kind of last-ditch effort, last-stand type of thing, where it's going to be Sidney Jones' last shot to be the guy. Throughout the course of the full season, I think if you're going to say who's the one guy that gets the most starts at the cornerback position,
he'll emerge at that spot.
Yeah, okay. I think it might be Jalen Mills.
Really?
And the reason that I say that is because I think that while they are convinced that he can move to safety, it's not going to be Jalen Mills playing poorly. I think it's going to be one of the two between Parks or Wallace is not going to be able to be off the field because they're playing well, especially since the fact that Parks can play four or five different spots, you know, the creep up at the line, put his hand in the dirt even if he has to. I think that there's just too much there to keep him off the field for a significant chunk of time for a guy that could play corner over some guys that I don't think are all that good.
Okay, so starting will be Jones, and then it eventually turns into Jalen
Mills. I think it's
going
to go back to Jalen Mills.
Wow, okay. Is he going to be on the other side is the question. Now, Darius Slay, he can travel. He can travel with that number one wide receiver. Let's see how they scheme things, how Jim Schwartz schemes things now that he has an elite corner out there on the outside for the Philadelphia Eagles defense. We know about the front. He now has a corner. 610-632-0975. Who will be? So you look at the safety, you think Parks will play a lot more safety? How do you like Wallace?
I love Wallace. I think he's going to contribute as well. I think Parks is going to be, when they do the, all right, we're going to list your 11 starters, he's going to be safety.
Right.
But he's going to play safety. He's going to play linebacker. He's going to play some edge rusher, I think. he's going to be all over the place. I don't know what the productivity is going to be, right. But I know that him being on the field is going to be all over the place.
Who's your favorite for the nickel? Will it be Roby Coleman or Avonte Maddox?
Yeah, I think it'll be Roby Coleman. Okay. I think that the veteran presence will win out.
All right, you got it. That's Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975. All right, we got Charles in the Northeast coming up right now, and I predict he has a winning record for the Birds and a playoff appearance. Chuck.
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Devon, I have a lot more than that. I think they're going to be 11-5, and I got them 11-5 and losing both games at Cleveland and at Green Bay, which I think they could win one of them. Here's the thing, Devon, and you're entitled, and Todd is entitled to your opinion, but I think listening to the face and lay, a lot of people underestimating this team. This team went 9-7 the last 2 years. Remember, they were really banged up. They fortified a defensive line. It's going to be a top three defensive line in all football. They're going to get after every quarterback. That includes Lamar Jackson.
I like the defensive line.
They're going to have a great offensive line, like they always do. They're going to be better in the, no matter who starts opposite Slay, whether it's Sidney Jones or Avonte Maddox, that secondary is going to be better. They've added weapons for Carson Wentz. I'm high on Jaden Reagor. A lot of people aren't. I think Reagor's going to be the best receiver out of this draft. You've got Jeffrey and Deshaun Jackson coming back. A lot of people think Roz Watkins is going to be really good. Oh, let's not forget the best tight end combination of football. Oh, Miles Sanders, Boston Scott. Yeah, this team's the best team in the division, Devon. It's not even close. People think in Dallas. Dallas has lost too much. People are overrating CeeDee Lamb. And by the way, Eagles got a top 10. I feel without a weapon, could be a top 5 quarterback in Carson Wentz. I'm not only picking the Eagles to win a division 11-5. I'm picking them to challenge San Fran for the Super Bowl. Right now, if you ask me the top 3 teams in the NFC, 1 San Fran, 2 the Eagles, and 3 would be New Orleans. But I think people are underestimating this team. I think people are sleeping on Carson Wentz. They're sleeping on this team. And like I said, I believe this team has a great chance. They're going to win a division going away. But I think they have a great chance to go back to the Super Bowl and win it this year.
All right, so you said, Chuck, that Dallas lost too much to really compete with the Birds for that top crown in the East. And just like they've lost in some important people, Malcolm Jenkins is lost. The linebacker situation is still up in the air, and we don't know. Even though you may have confidence on the outside, we don't know who that other starting corner is going to be. So how do you look at that?
Well, let me answer that. I think the linebackers are going to be good enough. I think I like Nate Gurry. I think the other linebackers are going to be fine. As for Malcolm Jenkins, listen, I guess I'm going to take a shot here. I got to take it. Nobody wants to say it. Malcolm couldn't run the last 3 years, Devon. He couldn't cover. Listen, we'll miss him. He was a great, for the first 3 years, he played great. The last 3 years, he was a liability in coverage. He got beat a lot. Listen, always be a great Eagle. But the fact is, the Eagles were right to move on for him. I think Mills or even Wallace will be better in that spot. I think the Eagles are going to be overall better. And I just, like I said, I think this team is being slept on right now, but that's good. I'm glad. They're going to get off to a 3-0 start. At the half, past the halfway point, they'll be 7-2. They'll bring it in. And as for Dallas, I still think Dallas will be good to burn. But like I said, they lost too much. People are overvaluing Lamb. And by the way, I think Dak Prescott's no more than a game manager. He's going to get $40 million. He's no more than a game manager in the league. So that's why, in the short, Dallas can't beat the Eagles out and won't beat the Eagles out.
All right, and quickly before we let you go with the 11-5, we got that written down. A player, a past performance, bad or even this past season, that you looked at and said, you know what, you didn't deserve your post-game meal like Horace Grant.
This season, I guess it would be one of Bryce Harper's, one of the games where he was really in a bad slump. You know, I love Bryce, but he went through a bad slump, you know, during the year. So I guess during that time, but I still love Harper.
No, yeah. Again, we even said the players that you may like, but they just had a bad game.
Yeah, Harper, you know, I never questioned him, but yeah, during that period, he was bad, but that's what happens to sluggers. When they go bad, they go bad.
All right. Chuck, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 11-5 for Charles in the Northeast, and Charles is always positive about the Philadelphia Eagles, likes what they do. He mentioned Carson Wentz is a top 5 quarterback, top 10 for sure, possibly top 5 at the end of the season. When I asked Tyler Zuli last Friday, a week ago tonight, to give his top 10, Carson Wentz was number 5. So that's not a big surprise there, and that's why we do have belief in the Birds' offense, because he is going to be good enough to put up some good numbers. The offensive line is the offensive line. He has some weapons. We know it. We want to see it come together. Today, though, 8-8 for Tyler, 9-7 for me. Carson Wentz is going to be good. Now, you just heard Charles from the Northeast. Still feels good. They will compete for the NFC title with the San Francisco 49ers. They're the number two team behind them, with the Saints trailing the Birds at the third spot in the conference. 610-632-0975. And he said it doesn't matter really where you go with the corner, so I didn't write any of those down with the cornerback spot for the Birds. Let's go to Robin Overbrook next on the Fanatic. Robbie.
What's up, Rob? How you feel?
I'm all right, man. How you doing?
I can't complain, man. I can't complain at all.
Good.
I think we are underestimating the Eagles and their talent and overestimating the rest of the NFC.
Okay.
I think the Eagles are, talent-wise, they're better than last year. I think Carson do have some weapons, barring injuries. I think he do have some weapons, and they should be better. I think Cleveland, I can't see the quarterback, you know, beating Jim Schwartz. You know what I mean? I can't see that. I can't see Garoppolo beating Jim Schwartz defense either. They run the ball. Our strength is running the ball. And Garoppolo, I'm not a huge fan of. So those are two possible games I think people are saying we're going to lose, possibly lose, but we can win. Seattle, I think Seattle will take a step back as well. Basically, what I'm saying is there's no clear favorite in the NFC. So we got a chance to go definitely 10-6, but I think 11-5 in that range, that's where we're going to end up at.
Okay. All right. I mean, listen, that's why we're asking, man. Nobody's wrong. None of us have any idea of what this is going to be. So when you look at the starting cornerback position opposite Darius Slay, what do you lean right now, Rob?
I think Sidney Jones is going to get the job, but probably by the midway end of the season, Jalen Mills will be there.
Another one. You and Tyler feel that same way, Robin. If there was anybody you had to take the food off their, you decline their post game meal after a bad performance, who would it be?
Oh man, I'm going with Brett Brown, man. Come on, D.
I was waiting for that one.
Come on, man. I'm all over that, man. I'm going with Brett Brown.
Oh man,
I'm giving this dinner to Brad Stevens.
after he took his lunch, right?
Yeah, after he took his lunch, man, I'm gonna give him another meal.
Oh man, listen, Rob, glad everything's good, man. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Rob is taking Brett's meal.
I'm surprised it took us an hour and 20 minutes.
I totally agree. He's taking his meal and then handing it to the coach that did it to him. My goodness. That was a good one, though, Rob. 610-632-0975. Man. But another double-digit win season for the Birds right now after the schedule release. Another 610-632-0975. Let's sneak in Dean before we go to break. We have people to get to. 610-632-0975. Dean in the Northeast next. What's up, Dean?
Oh, this is Steve, by the way. Steve,
what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, just trying to push through this craziness going on. How you holding up?
Good, man. Staying safe, doing what they ask us to do. So here you are. So glad you are all right, man.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't listen to that. I work at Target, and we're busy as hell every day.
Do they at least have their masks on?
Yeah. It's mandatory.
All right, cool.
Anyway, I have this next season, you know, God willing that there is one. I got a 12-4 at best and 10-6 at worst.
Wow, okay.
I got the four losses coming from Baltimore, San Fran, one to Dallas, you know, because unfortunately I always got to give them at least one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember the fourth loss. But then I had, you know, I think that Arizona game is a little scary. I think
it is.
You know, I think people are sleeping on them, man. They got something over there. They drafted Simmons, traded for D-Hop. Like, you know, Kyler's a baller. So. I think that's a shaky game.
I agree.
But I mean, all in all, you know, I'm satisfied with the offseason. I feel like we made good moves, and I like what we're going in with.
Okay, if you go 12-4 is the highest, you obviously feel good about what they're doing. 10-6, what would go wrong, or what is wrong with the team to have you jump from 12-4 possibly to 10-6?
I don't think, now, mind you, that's 12-4 healthy, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
But right.
So let's exclude health in the 10-6 as well. What could be the drawback?
I wouldn't say there's necessarily a certain drawback. I just think, like, there's certain games that can't be slept on and could go either way, like the Arizona game, for example.
Okay. I hear you and understand, once again, no one is wrong. So who would be the starting quarterback on this 12-4 or 10-6 team opposite Darius Slay, Steve?
The starting corner?
Yes, the other corner.
You know what? I'm going to say my guy, Sid.
Sidney again. All right.
I got faith in him. You know, obviously he does need to step it up. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not raving about him, but you know, this is his first offseason that he's not nursing an injury.
Okay. I mean, we thought he was healthy last offseason when he started working out with that trainer. I can't remember who it was. And they said he looked great. And then he comes into camp and everybody's raving about him. And we saw when he got on the field. But okay. Yeah. I mean, he's getting chances.
Look at that last stretch of four games that he played, though. Dude, he was incredible. I wish I had enough time to pull up the numbers.
But he played spot snaps, and he had two big plays. I agree with you, but I don't know if his play was incredible.
Saying, well, just as far as, like, the small sample size, I'm saying.
All right.
I wish I had time to pull up the numbers. But
no, I get it. I understand. Yeah, so, I understand. And quickly, on your way out, Horace Grant, he would oftentimes have his meal taken away from him by Michael Jordan after bad performances. Stewardesses don't give him the meal. Who would you take the food from after a bad performance in Philadelphia sports?
Listen, one thing I will never do is take the food off of another man's plate.
Yeah, but we're just having fun.
I take that situation personal.
Well, no, I do
if I'm
too.
A teammate on the board.
No, listen. Oh, I'm with you, Steve. I totally agree. But listen, I understand. I get it. And be safe out there, man. And glad you're still able to, work and keep it moving. Appreciate the call. I totally get it. That's why we said it at the very top. It is wrong for Jordan to do that. But let's have some fun with it because it is. While you do look at it and say, dang, Mike, seriously? You do kind of laugh at it and be like, oh, man, come on, Horace. You got to be better than that. 610-632-0975. So, yes, if you're just tuning in while we talk about the schedule, where you are, how you feel about the Birds after seeing who they will play, when they will play, and possibly no fans, give us the schedule, who you think starts at the opposite corner back position, and Horace Grant, no food after bad games. Michael Jordan tells them not to feed him for fun. Who would you do that to in Philadelphia sports after bad performances? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli's here. We're with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, we got some updates too with the NBA and what could potentially happen. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, the National Basketball Association, on a conference call with the NBA players today with Michelle Roberts, who's the president, who's the head president of the Players Association, Chris Paul being the actual players president of the association. We'll give you those updates shortly here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. We have some good stuff that we'll share with you from both Sham Sharania and Adrian Wojnarowski on this latest stuff. 610-632-0975. Let's keep it moving on the phones with the schedule, the starting cornerback, and taking the post-game meal from a bad performance of a Philadelphia athlete. Not really, but just saying, Horace Grant let it happen. I know you won't let it happen, but he did. I don't know why. I would not have let that happen. Mark and Belmar, next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Mark?
What's up, man? What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. I don't know how no one said Joel Embiid yet, because I'm just going to get that off now. I mean, honestly, they should be doing that to his ass. because, wow, man, that, I'm taking the food away from him after a bad performance. Sometimes his just effort, man, is questionable. But that's not why I called. I just heard that.
Oh,
I
don't know how
Embiid don't pop on anybody's mind. Listen, man, I mean, yesterday I called, you know, obviously the fan in me wants a 12-4 season. I really obviously can't see it happening. I am on the more 10-6, 11-5 range, I guess you could say. I mean, I feel like we're all going to get caught up in that they're going to start 3-0 and they're not. And maybe
2-1, 1-2.
And 2-1.
Okay.
They're gonna drop one of them games just because they're the Eagles, bro.
Let me give you an example, Mark. When we talked about Tampa Bay 2 years ago, you go into Tampa, even though Tampa beat the you know what out of the Saints in game one, we're still like, oh, the Eagles are still, that was just one game. Fitzpatrick got hot, no big deal. They'll come in. They'll be, even though it's their home opener, the Birds will knock them off quickly and no problem. And then they get the brakes beat off of them in that game from the opening snap.
Yeah. But, I mean, when I look at the first three games, it's like they have to go 3-0, right?
But then it's like,
oh, wow, Ron Rivera's Redskins coaching debut. Can they go down there and actually lose? Could that be a possibility? Could Chase Young make a crazy play or something?
Yeah, can Haskins?
And then it's like, yep. Oh, my God, we're 0-1.
Yeah, and so now we're like, uh-oh. Were we wrong?
Exactly. But I definitely have an L to the Niners. I mean, especially they have an easy schedule first three games. They got the Cardinals and they got the Giants and Jets. I mean, they got nothing there. I feel like they're going to be fresh legs on their side of the country.
Even though they travel east to New York both games?
Yeah. I'm fresh in the season.
All right.
It's early, you know, you're playing the Giants and the Jets. You know, you're not.
This is true.
I mean, we're playing the Bengals. So, I mean, both teams pretty fresh. Week 5, I like a win at Pittsburgh. I think Javon Hargrave tells them what's up with their offense. He's obviously practiced against those guys in the beginning of his career. I like that. I like, even though it's back to back on the road, I feel like we snag one of them. Now the Ravens, I feel like, is a 50-50 game. The Ravens have kind of a easy schedule, but so do we come to that from that in that week. I chalked it as an L though.
Okay.
Then we got the Giants primetime Sunday night. That's a win. But then we got back-to-back primetime games again, and it's Dallas. Even though it's home, back-to-back primetime games, I don't know. Dallas has a real tough start, but right before we play them, they get their stretch of bad teams warming back up.
Yep.
Then we go into the bye, come out of the bye, we're at New York. Win or loss, I'm feeling the division got better after the draft. And people are going to be surprised when how close these games actually are. In the
okay. All right. And so, who's your starting corner?
My starting corner?
Other than Darius Slay, who we know.
Yeah,
of the
of
18 corners that they have, who's starting?
Yeah. Who starts? I guess Jones starts. If I had to pick, I would pick LeBlanc, but I think Jones starts.
You think Jones. Okay. You got it, man.
Yeah,
listen,
bro.
Good to hear from you, Mark.
Of course.
We'll catch up with you later next week, possibly. 610-632-0975. Positivity. Everyone we've taken, every phone call we've taken, as we've written these down, 11-5, 11-5, 10, I even started a little bit late, so I know I missed a couple. 11-5, 11-5, 10-6, 12-4 with the possibility of 10-6, 11-5 for the Birds. Tyler, I don't know what the heck we're doing, but 9-7 and 8-8 is not very popular among our phone calls.
Well, and it kind of gets us back to, are we undervaluing this team or are we overvaluing the rest of the league? You know, and my thing's been, I think the NFC East is one big compact unit at this point with the difference between the Eagles, who I think are probably the most talented team on paper versus Washington, who's probably the least talented team on paper, being maybe three games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means the entire division stinks or the entire division's good, and I don't know which way to go with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. 610-632-0975. Oh, I just saw this one. I got to throw this at you before we get to Ray and Josh and everybody else. Zoo with Roy, our friend on Twitter, at Zoo with Roy. Best non-plane. And you know me, I'm a plain guy when it comes to food and treats and stuff, snacks. Best non-plane ice cream flavor. This is a Twitter poll for him. Mint chocolate chip, butter pecan, cookie dough, cookies and cream.
It's a good one. The only one that's immediately out for me is mint chocolate chip.
Okay.
And that used to be my favorite as a kid.
Really?
I hate it now.
Okay.
The old man in me says butter pecan. The kid in me says cookie dough. So one of those two are my answers.
All right. So you know me. Mint chocolate chip, butter pecan, cookie dough, cookies and cream. Which one would you say would be my choice or not at all?
Your choice would probably be cookies and cream, I think.
You know me well. It's simple. It's very simple.
Tastes like Oreos. It's got to be good.
It is vanilla ice cream. Let's do it. 610-632-0975. It's a good question by Zoo with Roy. Ray in Dallas next on the Fanatic. Ray, what's happening?
What's up, D? How you doing, man?
Doing all right, man. What's going on out there?
Not much, brother. Trying to make it.
I'm sure they're feeling good after their draft, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, man. I'm sick of hearing about it.
Driving you crazy.
Yeah, man, I got the Birds going 10-6 as well. So
okay.
I can definitely see them pulling out for 10-6. The teams I have them losing to are Baltimore, and I even have them losing to Arizona, too, because they have problems with mobile quarterbacks, and they've always had problems with mobile quarterbacks.
Yep.
So I definitely see them. I think they're going to split one with Dallas. I think Cincinnati might get them too, because the simple fact is that that guy has pretty much a lot of weapons to work with. And we don't know who the other corner is going to be, considering that they have A.J. Green and Tyler Boyd on the outside. So it's going to be an uphill battle. I hope they will actually sign somebody like a Logan Ryan who's still out there, because he's a pretty savvy cornerback, if you ask me. And he's experienced, so.
We brought his name up the other day, yeah, so I totally get where you're coming from on that one.
Yeah, man, he's experienced. He had a great year last year, too, also in Tennessee, by the way. Whose fool would I take? First of all,
explain the Jordan Horace Grant thing. Yeah, go ahead.
I can't believe he even went out like that. If you let a man take your fool, you deserve not to eat, first of all. So I can't believe you would even do that, dude.
Yeah, man, I saw this yesterday, and I'm like, and I know people were talking about it, but I'm like, what? He did what? And I can see Jordan doing it, but to accept it, it's seriously, man? All right.
This is just crazy, but it's just, I can't even put it into words. How crazy that is to me, man.
Oh, man. So where would you go? If you had to do it for fun, as we talk about, just simply off of a bad game, who would it be for you?
It got to be Jalen Mills, man. I'm tired of getting beat.
The double moves.
Yeah, it got to be Jalen Mills, bro.
put him and Darby together. They just take both of their meals that night. Yeah, both of them.
If we're extending that to just anybody in the organization, I would have to take Doug's, because he would have to force Howie's hand in order to get us some help on that cornerback position, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know how I feel, and you obviously feel the same way. They need help on that opposite side. Who is it going to be? Ray, good to hear from you, man. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you soon, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Dean. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, Ray, from Dallas with a 10-6 record for the Birds. 610-632-0975. And, man, these updates are coming in fast from Woj and Shams on the conference call with the players today. We'll get to that. We'll get to Josh first when we get back. 610-632-0975. Horace Grant allowed his food to be taken. Or at least, Sam Smith says, Jordan would tell the stewardesses that he cannot eat. Don't serve him. We don't know what happened. I'm guessing he didn't eat unless he shared with the teammate. But then Michael would get on that teammate. But who would you take their food from after a bad performance like Jordan did to Grant? 610-632-0975 right here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
.746 here on The Fanatic. Tyler Zulli's producing, doing a fantastic job as always. I'm Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. We'll update you on the latest with the NBA. A lot of stuff came out of the conference call today, so we'll give you that in the 8 o'clock hour, 610-632-0975. We'll keep the conversation moving with the Eagles, their schedule, and taking food from a player, coach, executive after a bad performance. Josh and Manny Young next on The Fanatic. Josh.
Devon, always a great show.
Thank you.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I see it more like you guys do. I don't think the Eagles got much better. You got Darius Slay, okay? But outside of that, I know more defensive help. But what do we do for Carson? I think we take it. I thought it was a lousy draft. I think I would have taken, I wanted Brandon Ayuk. I wanted Higgins, who actually went to Cincinnati. I thought there were three other receivers I would have taken instead of Rager. I think we're looking at Rager as just a speed guy, and that's great. But Carson needs some time. And let's not forget this. As I saw earlier this week, Peters hasn't come back yet officially,
mm-hmm.
which I don't necessarily want. But if they don't, in my opinion, you know, from the stories you've heard in the offseason, is Dewar might not have the mental capacity to be the starting left tackle. So what did they do for Carson? And to keep him upright and healthy, unless the plan is, hey, I think with how we did this draft, it's more like the new process where they're building us out for 3 or 4 years instead of right now. And I don't think they got much better. I think the league's gotten better. I think the conference has gotten better. And that's why I would put them no higher than 9-7, but I actually lean heavy at 8-8. I agree with the previous caller. I think Lamar Jackson's going to tear him up. I think Kyler Murray's going to give him fits. I think the Cowboys, if they don't split, I think could beat them both games. I think Washington can steal one. And the Giants are slowly getting better. And I don't know if the Eagles are, you know? We keep loading up Jim Schwartz with defensive players. What are we doing for the offense?
Yeah, which was good. And that was necessary for them to acquire that starting cornerback, that number one corner. It was okay for me to go out there and get Javon Hargrave and beef up that defensive line. But you're right. In the draft, that's where we expected them to help Carson Wentz, to get those people to help him out. And they didn't do enough.
I mean, I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a heck of a player. I think it's unfortunate. I think he comes in. I think he's coming to a city that I would love to see. Of all the teams in the NFL, there's only one team I didn't want him coming to, was the Eagles, because I feel this is unfortunate. Here he goes in another awkward situation where he was down in Alabama with Tua. I mean, he's got the most, I always say this to everybody. I coach high school basketball. He's got the most amazing character you can teach someone. What he did for Alabama, when he took it, and he was, if you see this after Tua threw that touchdown pass in the national championship, he's celebrating more than anybody, charging the field. That is the ideal person, you know, in terms of a consummate team player. I feel bad for the kid. I really do. I think he's got an incredible character. And I think the Eagles should have done something more into the draft than Jalen Hurts and look at him as a gimmick quarterback. He's more than that.
You know how I feel. I totally agree with you, Josh. Someone, first of all, before we get to the food part of this, who's going to start opposite Darius Slay?
You know, it's tough. I hate to say it, because I think the only good pick that they made was Kevon Wallace in the fourth round, and I think you're going to bump Jalen back to corner. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. Mm-hmm. And I don't want Jalen back there. Mr. Double Move, I mean, he's like Izell Jenkins growing up. Like, this is not what we wanted. So, the person I would take food off is Gabe Kapler. I couldn't stand him. He can take his coconut oil, too.
Great name. Great name, Gabe Kapler. So I guess you'll be watching the San Francisco Giants very closely there, Josh.
You know, I wish Kapler was managing the team during the coronavirus right now, because he would not have 9 million things that would annoy the hell out of you. But you could say, "Oh my God, what is he doing? What is he saying?" You know?
Oh man. Oh, that's too funny, man. Listen, Josh, good to hear from you, man. Thanks again for the kind words, man. Be safe.
Is that where we're at? Where we're like pleading with Gabe Kapler to be the Phillies manager just to have baseball in our lives?
During the coronavirus. Oh, man. That was hilarious. Hilarious. And Josh is with us, man. 9-7. Unfortunately, 9-7 for the Birds. It's not where we want them to be, but...
Can 9-7 win the division?
No, I don't think so.
No, you think they're going to need 10?
But again, I didn't think it would win 9-9 would win the division last year, and it happened. I didn't know.
But last year, we also thought that the Giants and Washington were both bad. Now we think they're, what, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas is still right there, probably. Mm-hmm. So it may need to be 10.
Okay. Dude, 6'6", sickest, says, best case scenario, 9-7. More likely, 7-9 for the Birds. He also points out the strengths. Darius Slay, the defensive line, and the tight ends. The weaknesses... offensive line, wide receivers, running backs, linebackers, rest of secondary, and Carson Wentz as a weakness.
We want to be a quarterback factory.
Okay. No, it's not going to happen. MP Roach says, look at the other team's schedules as well. Saints coming here on third consecutive road game. No team plays us coming off of a bye. I mean, fair. Fair. I don't want it to be 9-7, but that's just how I look at it right now with where they are. Roster construction, lack of help in the draft offensively. I want Jalen Reagor to be good. I hope Jalen Reagor is good. I like the player. Once again, 21 was a bit high for me, but I like the player. I think he can contribute. I'm sure he will. I wonder how much trouble he'll have against those press coverage situations where he can't get off the line of scrimmage. Are they going to have him more as a person that's in motion a lot, like we would see with Nelson Aguilar quite often in the Eagles offense? And we've seen it where it worked. Are we going to see those bubble screens with Jalen Reagor? We saw them in college where he was able to be in a bad spot, get in trouble, bounce it, reverse field, still get up and make plays. That's one of the highlights that we would see often when they would show the highlight package for Reagor. These guys are quick in the NFL. May not work. He's going to have to find that spot right where he is, maybe, because as much as he's going to start going backwards, taking those yards away. Yards lost. For Jalen Reagor for something like that. I like the player. I hope it works out. I hope he succeeds because I want the Eagles to win just like everyone else. But I look at them at 9-7 right now. I just do. 610-632-0975. Cap Joe Cornsey says, weakness, running back, strength, water boy. All right. I don't know.
No faith.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. No faith at all.
How much of a weakness is running back? Because I think the starter is strong, but I don't have any faith in the next three.
Mm-hmm. Starter is strong. I still have my questions about Scott. Clement coming back off of injury, injured now, where he has not been able to perform for two seasons now. That's a question, and that's why we were on draft night seeing Dobbins fall, saying, okay, that's a good selection here because you need more. You need more. That will give you something that's very nice. And we know where they are right now.
I'm just really concerned that they look at Clement, and a lot of people look at Clement and go, yeah, but if he gets back to form, it's really difficult to get back to form after two big-time injuries like that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree, man.
I might agree with him that it might be a weakness.
After Sanders. Just the
right,
overall.
Right. After the whole group as a whole. I mean, Sanders is a nice starter for sure.
All right. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. We know we're going to see a lot of Sanders. wish it was Dobbins here as well. We can't have everyone. So if you want Dobbins, if you wanted Chin, if you wanted what's the corner that we kept? Tristan from LSU that went to Tennessee.
Oh, Christian Fulton.
Christian Fulton. Wanted all of those guys. You can only pick one.
Vanessa.
You can only pick one, right? That's why they had so many people there for them, and that's why we talk about it. 610-632-0975. We'll update you with the NBA stuff on the other side from Woj and Sham speaking with about Adam Silver on a conference call with the players today. So we'll go with that, and we'll also ask another Eagles question with some former Eagles, technically, still. We'll talk about them when we get back here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.